Hello, people. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, talking today about trust in our institutions. Now, the CDC used to be one of the most trusted things in the world. I mean, people from around the world trusted our governments, not the government itself, but the CDC, because there was no reason to politicize a disease. I mean, either people are sick or they're not sick. And then politics shouldn't have anything to do with it. And for a long time, it didn't. And then AIDS came out and that got politicized. But that was a one-off. People ignored it. Well, then the CIA used a doctor and a cover of sending out immunizations in Pakistan to search for Osama bin Laden. And we found him. We killed him. And then when that came out, the whole area lost trust in our vaccine systems. And so diseases are coming back because they don't trust us anymore. Now, then when this COVID came out, which should have been called the Wuhan virus because that's where it came out of, but they decided to change up the name for political reasons. And then they come up and lie again and again and again about everything having to do with this virus. So people don't trust the government anymore. And when you lose trust in your basic health system, it's very bad. And then, because of the politicization of our Justice Department, nobody trusts the Justice Department anymore. And our transportation system, and basically everything that the government touches, and even private industry now, because you may say, oh, well, you know, these companies are separate from the government, but the government has been going in and blackmailing private industry to do things the government can't do, like censor free speech or put out narratives that are basically just flat out lies. Well, as a mad scientist, that gives me a little bit of cover, because I do something, and even if the government, let's say the CDC, was to testify my trial, okay, but you guys lie all the time and fabricate evidence against people. Lie in court. Let's say you're not lying now. I'm totally innocent. You guys are just making this shit up to get me. Well, that's a reasonable excuse. That's a reasonable defense. And okay. Then basically nobody can get arrested for anything anymore or convicted. If you're out there listening to this and you get called into a jury, well, if you see the actual evidence and you believe it because they have falsified evidence and put it into court, sure, you can convict, but I don't suggest it. Pretty much anybody, you have to take justice into your own hands now. You get your house broken into and people start squatting in your house and they say they've got a lease, they don't even have to show it, and the police will arrest you if you try to kick them out. Well, that's just crazy, so don't call the police. Dig a hole, solve the problem. And that's where we are now. We really have to start doing that. And that leads to a lot of other problems. But eventually, the whole governmental system has to be brought down. And we've got one political candidate out there that might do a few steps in that direction. I don't trust any of them to do the right thing. And the idea is that we, as the people, rule the government. Well, then there shouldn't be any secrets the government holds from the people. Because how are we supposed to make an informed decision of what should be going on if the government classifies stuff, makes it secret? Well, the president has the authority to declassify anything or everything that he wants. Well, I think on day one, the president should just declassify everything. No secrets at all. Open up all the books, all the files, the entire government, the entire CIA, NSA, etc. Open everything. Release it public. It will cause a stir. But you know what? The people will be more free. The people will be informed. Now, a lot of news medias, so-called news media, are going to fight against it. But why are you fighting against people knowing things? Because they want to be the gatekeepers and only tell the people what they want them to know, which is, again, a problem. But with the internet, now everybody can have access to everything. And that's how it should be. So the government, totally not trustworthy anymore. Not that they were all that trustworthy to begin with, but they were at least mostly trusted. And the political arms were mostly trusted. Now, not. Lawyers can lie repeatedly in court, two courts, and nothing's done. Nothing's done to them. Well, then I'll lie. I'll say what the hell I want. Hey, equal, equal. But, so anyway, that's my thing for today. Don't trust the government. Don't trust political institutions. And don't trust private businesses because they're being blackmailed by the government to lie to you. It's a sad state of affairs. So, go back over my previous broadcasts. Use those things you can use from my ideas to make yourself more free, more independent. Thank you very much for listening. This is the Mad Scientist Supreme, signing out.